This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell time. Yeah, come on in, Tanner, because you're getting crap on the text line, so you might as well come in and try to defend yourself. Buy or sell time, Mike, or what's your name?
Micah.
Tanner's in.
Mindy.
Tanner's in. Buy or sell, we're doing props. We're doing props here. Tanner can't hear. Can you hear now?
I can. Thank you.
Test it. Jarrett Stidham, over one touchdown. Passing touchdown.
Like...
just one touchdown.
Yeah, he'll have a touchdown pass.
There you go. Now your beliefs start
so
to creep
in. So you're just in here just slandering me.
Now you're
starting
to creep
sure
in.
I have a lawsuit against you. I never once said I didn't buy into the Stitty City.
Cortland Sutton, over 50 yards receiving.
Yeah, he'll go over.
RJ Harvey, over 46 yards rushing.
Under?
Under?
I think I'm going under.
I'm going over.
Of course you are.
Because Dobbins is coming.
You're
back.
Taking every over, right? Stidham, Sutton, RJ, all of it.
I think they're going to spread the ball around.
Do you have the odds there on the Sutton over 50, or are you just...
Okay.
I was just wondering on that.
It was an odd stat. Is that what you're asking?
No. I was just wondering what the odds for gambling purposes were. I could find it as well.
Pull it up.
I'll do it. No, it's your show.
I'm not like trying to advise.
I'll be your research guy.
Gamble. I'm just saying, here's what it is.
Cortland Sutton over under receiving yards 47.
Oh, well, I saw 50.
Yeah. I think he goes over that.
You feel good about that, Mike?
Yeah. I think he's going to be the dependable one.
How about Benito? Sack.
Yeah.
Over under is 42.5.
What did I say? 20? Yeah, over.
Yeah, I'm going to say the over.
I know you. It's picks on Friday. So
picks are on Friday. Everybody knows
we
that.
We thought we'd try our hand and do our picks on Friday morning.
That's not how it works.
I got Denver winning this game 28-24. Riley Moss.
But you don't believe in Jarrett Stidham.
That's not true. That was just a blatant lie that you threw out there because you found that you got under my skin earlier today and you like being there.
No.
So you thought you'd double down.
I'm sorry that I'm excited to watch Patty Turner.
Riley Moss, pick six. How about this? Denver Broncos defensive touchdown. By
I can't say anything because that gives away my pick.
Just
picks are on Friday.
They can have a defensive touchdown and not win or win.
Maybe they could.
Will the Broncos score a defensive touchdown?
Maybe. There's a chance that that could happen. There's a chance that it could not happen.
That is true.
I think I know how he says the game's going to go.
What do you predict that I'm going to predict?
I predict that you're saying the Broncos are going to win on a defensive touchdown.
No. No, why would I predict that? I'm a very respected picker. I'm not going to go out on a limb like that, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Golly.
He's doing it.
I see his notes. That's exactly what he had.
Six for the win. Yeah, you came in and said, I think we're trying to talk ourselves into Jarrett Stidham, which to me means you're saying we're out on Jarrett Stidham.
No, I didn't say
we're talking myself into it.
We're out on Jarrett Stidham. We're using this hype and everyone changing their profile pictures on X to Stitty City. We're using that as a little bit of a deflection mechanism because
we
didn't get to properly celebrate the AFC divisional round. And it was one of those, we got Stitty. And then it started as the week went, we're such diehard Broncos fans. We're like, yeah, we got Jarrett Stidham.
So
good
Bo Nix goes down and you're like, oh my gosh, everything that happened this year that was because of Bo Nix.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This offense was stagnant more than half the season.
And he was the starter. So now you're putting a backup in that spot. I think they're going to be able to move the ball, and I think it's because of Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton can scheme up a better game plan than Vrabel and his defensive side of the ball. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Denver's a worse team with Stidham in there than they are with Bo Nix.
Are they?
Yes.
You don't think that this has all been about working Bo Nix into being a great quarterback, and he's maybe not there yet?
No.
You think he's a great quarterback?
I think he is a good quarterback. I think he's a quarterback that wins playoff games.
Do you think,
I think
Bo
he performs
Nix,
when the lights are brightest.
When Sean Payton made the decision to start Bo Nix two training camps ago, you think Bo Nix was the better quarterback, the better option?
I think it was
at that
probably
point.
A toss-up, and you go with the younger guy.
So if it's a toss-up, if it was a toss-up
2 years
then,
ago, well, I don't think it's a toss-up now. I think Bo Nix is by far the better quarterback. I do agree with you that I think that Stidham's going to be able to read the field a hell of a lot
I think
better.
We just don't know. I think that we don't know if Jarrett Stidham is better.
And I think that's it. So when I say that we're trying to talk ourselves into Stidham a little bit, it's because of that. Like, because we don't want to be going into this weekend with, oh, all hope is lost, we got no chance. So I think Broncos fans are trying to talk themselves off the ledge just a little bit, saying, yeah, Stidham has shown flashes. I think we have some of that. But I also think that both can be true, that Stidham is a competent quarterback. And I agree with you that Stidham's not going to lose the game for the Broncos.
HVAC guy says, Tanner is out now. His Facebook post today said he was in. He's as indecisive as a child in the candy store with $1.
This is what happens when you tell lies about me, Brady, on the radio.
You said it. I'm just saying what you said.
That is just another lie.
Texter from the 970. Will Stiddy make Bronco Nation, I think it's country, but anyway, oh well, giddy as he played like Walter Mitty? Or will he get a boat load of pity for playing so Broncos pack bags for Cabo, Pats 23-13. Also, I have to take umbrage with Micah disliking Rocky Mountain High School since our four sons studied there. Rams win straight up. John, Fort Farouk.
Fort Go Farouk. Lampkins.
That was good. That was great.
That was a good
thing. I needed that.
That was a good text.
Although he's picking the Pats 23-13. He put it in a,
is that
in a
John,
poem.
John Fort, like as Farouk Manesh?
Maybe. Could be.
That is one of the best bits running from your texters.
Which one?
The John from Fort Fun, not
oh,
so
he
fun.
Oh, he changes it every time.
That is one of the best running bits that your texters have.
He is very talented at what he does.
Why are people saying that I'm picking the Patriots?
Why are you picking the Patriots?
I've got the Broncos winning 28-24.
It doesn't sound like it.
It's a Patriots
mustache. It's been
mustache.
Out there since 6 this morning.
Kind of is a Patriots mustache.
Okay, it's
why
got Patriots colors on it.
Why did I agree to be on this program right now?
You have to explain yourself.
I'm picking the Broncos.
You don't believe in Jarrett Stidham.
I think that defense is just incredible on Sunday. I think it gives the Broncos short field to work with. And I wouldn't be surprised if Sean dials up a trick play. And yes, I think it is going to be a Riley Moss pick six in there as well of Drake May. Because as insecure as the Patriots fans are about Drake May, that means from fan base that's been watching him all season long, they don't have the belief in him that he is truly unquestionably the guy when they're taking umbrage with John Franklin Myers and his comments about how saying Stidham's running the scout team maybe better than their quarterback is. Like, if you're that sensitive about your quarterback, you've got problems,
Sean
bro.
Sean Payton yesterday say, we need Broncos country to be even louder because they're going to have 2 weeks of rest ahead of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I love Sean. I love it. And I love it, dude. Variables like, we're already as motivated as we need to be.
Yeah.
Because they brought it up. They're like, hey, is that bulletin board material? He's like, we're plenty motivated.
Well, do you want Sean Payton to say, we don't know if we're going to be playing in 2 weeks?
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather my coach say that.
Everybody get loud. This could be the last time this season.
Colahoma says, Brady, last week you didn't you say Bo Nix was the key to each game? Stidham can get it done, but I'd feel better if Nixie was playing. But no pity for Stiddy. I'm saying that this defense has shown cracks in the foundation. So who was the starting quarterback last week, Tanner?
It was Bo Nix.
So what I was saying was that we need better play, consistent play from our quarterback. And it just so happened to be who, Tanner?
It was Bo Nix.
Yeah.
You also.
So now it's not Bo Nix. And this other quarterback happens to be
Jarrett
Stidham. And I'm saying the same thing. So, yes, I do believe it goes through the quarterback.
You
we
were
need
high on Bo, though. You were very
high
on
Bo. I am high on Bo. I'm just telling you the drop-off.
I don't think that the both can be true. Is it?
Both can be true.
I really don't think, I don't think both can be true where you can say.
You can say anything you want.
Well, that is true. We do know that. But where you can say, Bo Nix is the reason that the Broncos are going to win playoff games. No, but it wasn't quarterback play. It was.
Did you want me to say, and or Jarrett Stidham? him.
Yes, I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I'm sure people would have loved that take.
I did. I would have really preferred
Bo Nix
that.
Bo Nix or whoever's playing quarterback this week against Buffalo, it goes through them. I'm sorry, I'll clarify that next year. If the Nuggets need to win a championship, it's their starting center that needs to be special.
True. Jonas looked good last night.
He needs to be. Yeah.
It needs to be whoever's there.
It needs to be Joker and or Jonas. That is the difference between. Yes. Listen, I'm just saying.
I mean, you were right, though, about Bo. Don't come in here and say now that there's not that big of a drop off. You were right
for
Bo,
one game.
I don't care.
That was his best game.
Yes, and we also know you were right about Sean playing 4D chess.
Yeah.
So both can be true. But now you've got the game plan in place, and you don't have
I think he's playing 5D chess. I don't think we've seen half of his offense.
You don't have as good of a quarterback back there. You do not. And it
Jarrett Stidham might be the greatest quarterback in a generation.
Significant drop off.
He could probably go beat Justin Gaethje Saturday night, and then get up early and go beat the Patriots on Sunday. That way Patty doesn't even have to work up a sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Correct. He could do that. He could do those
Mike,
things.
That's the UFC fight we're talking about.
Yes.
Saturday night.
And will it be on Paramount Plus?
It will be, Mike. It will be.
Paramount Plus, the new home
of the UFC.
The UFC. I've been seeing a lot of advertisements go for that
says,
while watching Star Trek.
Are you serious?
Star Trek also on Paramount?
Stop watching that stuff. I have a reputation. This is a sports show that's well listened to. We have a great reputation. And when you start throwing out like, I was watching Captain Zindor last night, people go, what the hell is this crap that I'm listening to?
We could talk about the sports of Star Trek.
I do like that he'll throw that out there, and then you'll drop a reference that only a nerd would know from it. That is my favorite part.
Oh, no. Zindor is not a Star Trek reference.
Oh, okay.
I make up all of it. I mean, I call it Star Trek.
You're right. But you do know.
Star Trek? I know nothing about it.
Nerd stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're.
But I don't bring it up all the time.
Last night, instead of watching CSU Utah State, I couldn't help but catch the new flick on aliens and how they are going to do this or whatever.
Yeah, I don't do that. There's a time and place to nerd out, and it's not during sports.
That is, those are valid points, Micah. He's got a very valid point.
GoPoke says, LOL, are you seriously going to watch the main card? What does that mean? Like the card? No, I was going to watch the fight match. Like, what is it? Why would I watch a card? What am I? Are we playing poker?
You are ruining this for me. This was the one thing in my life. This is the one sporting event that, you know, I talk with Derbs a little bit and say, hey, I like this guy. You know, and he just goes, I watch, and that's it. Brady finds a couple of Instagram reels, and now he thinks Patty Pimblett's the greatest thing ever, going against our Northern Colorado boy here in Justin Gaethje, who has been
there time and time again. I'm sorry that Patty says fun things.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that I like his accent. Sue me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's going to get the lights put out.
No, he doesn't. He's Sousa. He doesn't get knocked out.
Yes.
Sousa.
He does. The main card starts at 8 o'clock.
What is that? Right. The card.
So there's the prelim fight. And then
why do they call it a card?
Because it's a card of fights that are on there. So you hand the fight card, and it's so-and-so versus so-and-so. And it's actually a very good, very good fight card. You do have to dig into, ever since UFC left ESPN, you got to dig deep inside the app. But the main card will start at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
That was probably too much of that. That I needed.
How dare you? I don't want to hear the words UFC. I don't want to hear the words Bo Nix.
We all know the UFC has struggled for years, and they need a guy like Pat.
It has.
Pat Turner. Yeah. Patty Turner. Patty Pimblett.
Need a good Patty Turner to come around.
Yes.
Wasn't he a punter somewhere?
Pat, yeah.
Wasn't that the CSU punter?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was like, okay.
He became a fighter, apparently.
Nice. I would root for that guy.
Pretty strong
guy.
Not
against Justin Gaethje. Justin Gaethje's putting Pimblett's lights out.
Oh, no, he doesn't get knocked out.
Yes, he does.
I saw his video. He said knocked out.
Justin Gaethje is your favorite fighter's favorite fighter.
No, I don't. My favorite fighter is that other, the British guy. The guy I mentioned, or Patty.
Yeah, and his favorite fighter is Justin Gaethje.
No, his favorite fighter is
himself. Your favorite fighter is Justin Gaethje.
Go Poke says, I know you, are you really going to watch? I know you won't watch the early prelims.
Those are the best ones to watch.
It's an early prelim. Why can't you just say it's the fights?
Because there's different.
Like when I watch basketball, it's like I'm going to watch game one and then game two.
Think of it when you were playing. Was it 3-man basketball in Cheyenne Wells? And it was C team JV varsity.
I don't know, bro. I was always varsity.
Did you have to wait for the?
Not every year. Okay, there was a really tight competition.
And you and the junior hires were like, you know, really close.
Yeah.
You gotta wait for the C
that
team.
That girl was good. Okay. She was freaking good.
Hashtag
she was
me
really
bounce.
Good at layups.
Didn't miss
a
shot.
Almost
me,
good.
Me bounce.
So yes, that kept me. That didn't start for a few games.
The lesser known fighters fight first, and then the main card is
yeah,
the
like
main,
the WCW.
It's the main
they copied
event.
The WCW and the WWF. They copied their format.
That what you just said is worse than any Star Trek reference that Micah has ever said. Don't ever say that again.
Well, they did.
No,
WWF was around longer than UFC.
Hey, yeah, this. Yeah, this one's real though, Brady. This isn't. There's no script. There's no. Who's the? Is it Triple H
no script.
That he runs the WWE now? Does
yeah.
he? I was
Hunter
watching
Hurst Helmsley.
Who?
Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He's got like a goatee. He's now behind the scenes, and I was watching a behind the scenes snippet, and was seeing him talk to Pat McAfee and saying, "Stay in character. Stay in character. Stay." And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is just ridiculous. Like,
but you watch movies.
Don't ever.
You
compare,
know that they wrote a script for that, but you don't know the ending.
Ever compare the UFC?
I've been to Man and Tights. I said they copied.
That
their
is a
format.
Slightly more aggressive.
Did
Robin
they copy
Hood
their
is
format?
Is what the WWE is.
Did they copy their format?
No, the WWE is a slightly more aggressive Robin Hood with all the.
They
merry
copied
men.
Their format. That's all I'm saying.
In the Forbidden Forest,
the main event is at the end.
Yeah,
and they copied their format.
That's literally every sporting event.
Well. I'm just saying.
Go Pokes is 1,000% on my side on everything that we've talked about.
Well, because he's a Josh Allen fan, and now he doesn't think McMillan had an interception last week.
Well, he's wrong about that.
So he's all in on the Broncos losing.
That, honestly, that play, which we haven't, on Good Morning Noco, we haven't spent a whole lot of time because I'm not a.
It's 100% an interception.
Breakdown angle by angle. If that goes the other way, I'm not mad. It comes our way, I'm not mad. That is just one of those. That's why you play. It's just one of those games that breaks come
Ball's
down to.
Coming out.
I get it.
Doesn't like, survive the ground. It just so happens McMillan's hands were in between the ground and the football, and it goes to McMillan.
Yeah, no.
Ball survives McMillan.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mike.
Mike is defending a play that benefited the Broncos?
Yeah, but you're doing a good job.
Brady is getting under my skin so much.
It. I spray you again. Yes. I will get the spray out.
He might like it right now, though.
Why
it's
did you
cooled
guys
down.
Turn
off
the heat so much?
The heater hasn't ran since I came in. You're welcome.
It's ridiculous, man.
Thank you for coming in.
You're
it
welcome.
It's so
it
hot.
Is, instead of 81.5, it's 79.
My face has been red hot.
I've
all
educated
day.
All of your listeners about the UFC and how you were wrong about Bo Nix and the drop-off, and I got the heater to stop.
Oh,
I see
man. Jared Stidham is going to go win. Off. It's going to be like a Patty Turner knockout punch when Jared Stidham is in there.
Yep.
Just a knock it. Just punch.
Non-existent.
After punch. After kick, probably.
See, now you want me to root it. You're trying to make me root against Stidham, and I'm not.
Exactly.
I've been in on Stiddy City since
you
day one.
You didn't act like it earlier. When you came over there. You said, I think we're just trying to talk ourselves into
Stidham
being good.
I said, we are a little bit.
I'm not saying
bit,
he's good. I'm
just
saying Bo Nix isn't irreplaceable. Not today.
But,
next year, 2 years from now, maybe. But today, he's not irreplaceable.
I think he is a little bit. I think he is a little bit. The advancement, the progression that we've seen him make this year has been incredible. It truly has been. In that game, you were the one who brought it up the Friday before. You said, "Is this a legendary game? Is this one of those
that
games
was
that
good,
we look back?"
That
and that's exactly what it was, though.
That was
Brady.
A legacy
that was his,
start.
That was
for
his.
Him.
That was his arrival. That was his arrival.
Maybe.
No, I don't think there's a maybe about it.
But you put up 19 against Grandma's Chargers. The week before, 2 weeks before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, but you were also the one that's like, Sean wasn't trotting anything out there.
Correct.
I mean, you should
put up 20 against Jacksonville.
You should take the victory lap that you're right that Sean wasn't running the offense all the way open, and that you were right that Bo Nix would be the reason the Broncos would go win a Super Bowl. And I don't think it's bad to say, yeah, there's going to be a substantial drop-off from Bo Nix to Jarrett Stidham, because there will be. There will be a drop-off.
There's not that big of a drop-off.
I don't think there's going to be that big of a drop-off. You can take that to the bank, you can take it to Vegas, put down a fitty on Stiddy.
Bam.
He worked all the way for a fitty on Stiddy.
That was pretty good, Mike.
I did.
That was
I've also brought you guys together. I feel like my work here is done for the week.
That was really
Thank
good.
Thank you, Tanner. You are a peacemaker. You turned off the heater with your aura.
Yep.
He's rooting
and
for
I
Patty.
I have no idea what you were talking about when you said UFC. I kind of started thinking about the Romulans.
What is that?
That's probably something stupid.
Well, I know that.
Aliens in Star Trek.
Mike, okay. Justin Gaethje graduated from UNC.
That's
who Patty Pimblett's fighting. Won't you be rooting for the local guy?
I will be rooting for the local guy. I have no idea what the
your
UFC
alma mater
is.
We both graduated from the Harvard of Weld County, as Mike Brohard called it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so did Gaethje. You wrestled here.
So? That doesn't make me.
Most integrity, whatever. Oh, it's late in the day. I've got a cold.
He has the most integrity?
Yeah,
I'm rooting for entertainment.
Yeah, Justin Gaethje is the most entertaining fighter the UFC's ever seen.
Except for Patty.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Patty,
he's so good.
He's such a
joke.
He's
improved his striking.
He's such a joke.
He improved his striking.
He goes, oh, what did Conor do? I just want to be a little mini Conor McGregor.
What did Conor do?
He walks around doing that, and it's just, he's a joke. I can't wait for Gaethje to fold him. I cannot wait for that to happen.
Kill Patty?
Yeah. Yeah. Boom, Mike.
Your last name is Kilpatrick.
No, Kill Patty.
I know.
It's actually Kirkpatrick.
Kill Patty. As Kill Patty Pimblett. Let's go, Micah. I'm in.
I don't even know if I can watch it. I don't think I have it.
I don't. I hope my brother does.
Can I use your thing?
No, I don't have it.
Tell your brother I'm rooting for the guy he's rooting for.
No, he is all in on Justin Gaethje, too.
Well,
you are on an island by yourself on this.
Well,
the whole country is rooting for Justin Gaethje, and you're like, oh, I want to root for this foreigner. No pride. You were also rooting for Serbia.
I rooted for Nikola Jokic, yes.
You were rooting for Serbia.
I rooted for Nikola
Jokic. Probably going to be rooting for the Jamaican bobsled team in the Olympics.
For the Jamaican bobsled team? They made an entire movie on that. Absolutely.
Feel the rhythm.
You were voting for Team America. Nobody in the world that watched that movie was voting for Team America to win the bobsled competition. They were rooting for Team of Jamaica.
Maybe. I was rooting for them to do well.
It's the story. That was the story. Dude, you got Go Pokes agreeing with you.
I'm just right on everything today.
He's your Bills guy. You and Go Pokes can go enjoy watching reruns of the Bills when they were good.
No, I was the one who said
those aren't happening anymore.
The people are like, oh, I feel so bad for Josh Allen. You need to stop. He played like crap. It's Josh Allen's fault they lost that game. He turned the ball over four times. You can't be an elite quarterback. Turn the ball over four
Patty
times.
Patty could beat. Who is that? Conor McGahee or Conor McGregor?
It's Conor McGahee.
Conor would lose to Patty in a fight in his prime.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Based on that, yeah, the video I was watching. He didn't get knocked out. He's from South. He's a Sousa.
Brady, I hate to break this to you on the air, but that video was AI.
It was the most insane thing.
Oh, he'd beat them all. Probably take Brock Lesnar down.
Mixed martial arts has ever said.
I don't know if you know this, but one of my best friends is a professional UFC fighter. Do you know this?
I did know this.
Heard of him.
He likes to listen to his music loud.
I don't know if you heard of Shane Carwin by chance, but he and I, tight.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not what he told me.
We actually are pretty good friends.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing.
It's a real thing. He was my neighbor once.
Yes. And liked his music loud.
Well, he did like his music loud. But once I found out who it was, I'm like, it's okay. I seriously go over there.
You just
after
said Patty Pimblett could beat Prime Connor. That
did,
is.
Did you bring your JV
after the Nuggets
Cheyenne Wells
won
basketball muscles with you?
Wasn't on the JV that long.
Because you were cut from JV?
There were two guys that were better than me, and they were a year older than me. So, you know, the coach didn't want to take
girl,
a chance.
She was way better than you.
She didn't miss.
Women are very athletic, too.
So after the Nuggets win a championship, it's like loud as crap. I could just hear music vibrating my house. I go over there. New neighbors moved in to rent the place, and I go over there just banging on the door. I'm like, what the hell, man? Nobody answered. So I'm out working in my yard like 4 days later, and I've got my back to the street, and suddenly I hear, hey, man. And I turn around. I'm like, good God.
I don't know if, like, and a lot of you, go Google Shane Carwin if you don't know what he looks like.
He still looks the same.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you watch him on TV and you don't really appreciate just, like, what a specimen of an individual
he
is.
He still looks like that.
We saw him, he was sitting at the Buffalo Wild Wings. This has been probably a decade ago. We saw him sitting up at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah. We were going to go ask for an autograph.
Yeah.
And my brother and I looked over there like, he looks pissed off. Like, we're not going. Mm-hmm. The size of his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. So, probably best case scenario, no one came to the door when he knocked on it.
Very good.
But you could have done the Breaking Bad. I am the one who knocks.
I would have been like, I just wanted to know which artist is that. Because that is really good.
Send that playlist my way.
No, so he comes up to me and he's like, hey, man, I just wanted to apologize. I'm like, for what, bro? Like, what are you talking about, man?
I remember you texting me.
The music's so
loud.
You're
like, I'm going to need some backup. Yep. You know, I got to go. And then all of a sudden you text, that was Shane Carwin, because we were all texting, yeah, we'll be there. Then I'm like, yeah, you guys are on your own.
Yeah, we actually became pretty cool friends.
Yeah, like, no, it was sweet. I kept asking if you could introduce me.
I asked if you wanted his
autograph. Unlike you, know what a main card is. And I said yes.
Hours.
How many times did I say I would love a Shane Carwin autograph?
I said,
anything?
Bring me something.
What am I supposed to bring?
I don't know. A boxing bag.
I can't cut
a
my
punching bag.
I can't cut my chest off and send it with you. I want him to
what
sign
about a UFC
my
glove
boobs. I want him to sign my man boobs. That's what I want.
Yeah. He'd probably do it.
Probably.
No, Shane was actually awesome.
It's cool.
The hours of video we watch his old fights, and he breaks them down for me in such a way.
What did I do to upset you today where you want to just
the
make
knowledge
me
of UFC,
so mad.
See, is it? That I have is second to none.
Patty Pimblett's going to sleep
tonight. Well, after he beats up, what's
his going
face
to sleep.
He'll sleep well.
I cannot.
Because he'll be the undisputed featherweight champion.
Because it's the interim title.
What?
The interim?
The interim
that means
title?
The intern.
I could use an intern.
Michael could use an intern. Did you hear that?
So I could use an intern.
So it's
so
not
send
for the title?
Me that title over here.
Yeah, it's for the interim championship. The true champion, Ilya Topuria, is going through a nasty divorce right now. Had to step away because of some allegations made against him. And now Patty Pimblett, which I don't even know why Patty's getting a shot at it. He has not earned this shot at all. And Justin Gaethje's got one more shot to go try and win it. Justin Gaethje is the probably third best fighter in this division in the last 20 years. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't get a chance to talk about this at all.
Yeah, because everybody wants to hear about it.
Well, they do. Go Pokes does, and he knows I'm right about things. Smart, Brady, dumb.
But they're not getting, that's not for the real title?
Yeah, well, so this person will hold it until Ilya can come back, and then there'll be a reunification bout. And it'll be between the winner of this fight and Ilya Topuria.
A reunification bout? Sounds like Michael Date. 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. It's The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bring me into this.
School basketball is on. Northern Colorado's leader in preps. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got a free wine and beer tasting over at On the Rocks Liquor. Stop by today. A couple hours. At 4 o'clock, they'll be doing the free wine and beer tasting. And pick up something special for the big weekend ahead for Broncos Patriots AFC Championship. And, man, this is going to be... Listen, man. I mean, all the stuff aside, you know, Jarrett Stidham is an unknown entity. We don't know what he's going to do. But if Jarrett Stidham was replacing Josh Allen and this was the Bills and he was on that team, you'd be freaking out if you're a Bills fan. You'd be saying, there goes our offense. Nobody would be excited about Jarrett Stidham. My whole point on this thing is that Bo Nix is not there yet. That's the whole, we round this thing out. So everything that I'm saying about Stidham is that he lost a tight quarterback competition to Bo Nix. That maybe in another planet, Sean Payton might have gone with Jarrett Stidham. Even with, you know, if he wouldn't have drafted, if they wouldn't have got Bo Nix. So I'm not saying this is as much of a buildup of Jarrett Stidham, Mike. It's more of a, hey, this offense wasn't good at times. There were several times throughout the season where this offense just wasn't clicking. And so does this guy give you a better chance of forcing the click throughout the game? If the Broncos are down by 10 in the fourth quarter and the Broncos have the ball, I'm not sitting here saying I would rather have Jarrett Stidham. I'd rather have Bo Nix in that. I'd rather have Bo Nix over most because his QBR in games where he was down was better than anyone's in the league. But I'm talking about from kickoff to close. Does this open up the offense a little bit better? And I'll be curious to see it, because I have a feeling it might.
I have no argument. I have no argument. We are dealing with a...
Yeah.
I'm thinking a very different quarterback, and I think you're right, probably will get some more passes down the field, and I think Bo's going to want to be watching this.
Well, this is all part of the growth for him. But you're not going to sit here and tell me that 141 yards against the Chargers JV team or 182 yards against the Chiefs or, you know, 212 against the Raiders. Like, you're not going to tell me that Bo Nix is that guy right now. I'm not going to hear it. It's not there yet. How many games did he have for 300 yards passing this year, Mike? Two of those.
One against Dallas.
One was against Dallas. No, that was 247.
One was
against Jacksonville. And the other was against, where is it? I had it in front of me. One was against Cincinnati. He's not there yet. He will be. But replacing him today is much easier to swallow than replacing him in 2 years, in my belief. And that doesn't mean that Stidham's going to go out on fire. He could be bad, Mike. This Patriots defense is legit. They're getting turnovers. They're good. This is a good football team. Maybe they're a great football team.
And their corners are really good. Corners are very good. Some of the best in the league.
Their corners are ridiculous. They are a very unpredictable defense, and that's going to be tough for any quarterback to go up against. And GoPoke says, hey, that's a fair take. I just don't think anyone is giving New England enough credit either.
I think this is why the Broncos are going to spread the ball around a little more.
Yeah.
Broncos are going to run the ball a little more.
Yeah, you got to run the ball. And whether that's J.K. Dobbins or R.J. Harvey, we'll see. 41 minutes after the hour, Mike, the picks are coming up. Where am I going on this? I know I'm talking a big game with Jarrett Stidham and everything. Fact is, I don't know if he's going to be good. He could be bad. I just know that the offense that we've seen this last year was not an obvious great offense, which means the quarterback is not. There's, other than the offensive line, name an elite player on this offense. Outside the offensive line, name one. There's no such thing on this year's offense. There's no elite player outside of probably three guys on that line. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Forty-six minutes after the hour. Mike, I'm aware that a pick needs to be made in about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so. I am having a difficult time with this.
How are you having a difficult time?
Because I'm not obsessed with the Broncos like you are. I'm logically looking at the matchups. I'm logically looking at Drake May and his 72% completion throughout the year. 4,394 yards, 31 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. I'm looking at Trayvon Henderson and Stevenson, who combined for over 1,400 yards, almost 1,500 yards rushing this year. And they're 16 touchdowns between the two of them. And they can also catch the ball out of the backfield. I'm looking at Stephon Diggs and Kayshon Booty. 85 receptions for Diggs at 1,000 yards. If you watch the highlight reel of Kayshon Booty, he doesn't drop any passes. He doesn't. I mean, look at the catch he had against Houston last week. That's what he's done all season.
Yeah, look at Booty.
They have a really good tight end, Hunter Henry. 60 receptions for 768 yards and 7 touchdowns. They're the number 3 total offense in yards gained this year. That stuff concerns me. Harold Landry, Christian Gonzalez, 10 passes deflected. Nobody throws. When they do throw him, he knocks it away. Doesn't have the picks because he's a lockdown corner. This is a confusing defense. And I don't, whether it's Bo, Jarrett Stidham, or whatever, I'd be feeling the same kind of concern about this team going forward.
Come on, Stidham, go get him.
You're adding nothing.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
You're just ignoring it, though, because you're obsessed with the Broncos. You're just ignoring these things. Like, this is a confusing defense. They will confuse even the best of quarterbacks. They haven't played a lot of the best of quarterbacks this year, but they are a ridiculously good football team. This is going to be a task, a very tall task. This could be one of the biggest wins in Sean Payton's career, aside from the Super Bowl. Maybe we just say it. If Sean Payton wins this game, that's the biggest win of his career outside of the Super Bowl. Fair to say?
I would say so.
I mean, with what you're dealing with your handpicked quarterback being out, it's still significant. All I'm saying is you don't want to be down in the fourth quarter. That's where I see the drop off. You don't want to be down in the fourth quarter.
Broncos winning.
You don't want to be down in the fourth quarter. I will say honestly, that's where I see the drop off. But not in the first quarter, not in the second, not in the third. When crunch time. Try to avoid crunch time in the fourth quarter. 49 minutes after the hour. The picks are coming up next, Mike. I hope you're ready.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, Mike, the picks. Let's go Rams Seahawks. I know we didn't spend a ton of time, but hey, it's AFC Championship time. It's a big, big thing. Rams are, that offense is ridiculous. They're the best offense in the league overall. Number one in scoring, too. Number one in passing. Matt Stafford's crazy. The Seattle Seahawks defense is excellent. Not quite the Patriots, Texans, or maybe around the Patriots. Seahawks don't allow a lot of points, though. So the number one scoring offense going up against the number one in points allowed defense is going to be tough. On this game, I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Rams to win. I like the Rams making it to the Super Bowl and playing. Whew, back and forth we go in my mind. Gone to Caroline in my mind. If the Broncos lose, it's not going to be because of Jarrett Stidham. If the Broncos win, will it necessarily be because of Jarrett Stidham? I think it has to be. I think I'm going to stay consistent on that. You have to have better offense. You have to have better quarterback play from kickoff to finish. If the Broncos get down in the fourth or down in the fourth quarter, I think they're toast. Can they get off to a hot start? That first drive, can they go down and get a touchdown instead of a field goal? Will the defense come up with those timely turnovers again in this game? Patriots are 4.5-point favorites. I'm not messing with spreads here. Actually, I am. Patriots are covering 4.5. The Pats and the Rams will be playing in the Super Bowl. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.